Good morning. Author Daniel Huffman is in Ketchikan, and he is promoting his book, An Alaska Fly Fisher's Odyssey, Seeking a Life of Drag-Free Drift in the Land of the Midnight Sun. And he is joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's start off first of kind of what brings you to Ketchikan.
Well, like you say, I'm down here promoting my book. Charlotte Glover at Parnassus Books was generous enough to make sure to stock it down here for me in her store. Also, my little sister, Diane Schlegel, lives here in Ketchikan, and so it provided me with a great opportunity to, one, come down and do some book-related events, but also to see my little sister.
Very good. And what inspired you to write this book?
I've been a fly fisherman and raised as a fisherman all my life, and that's the book. This is not so much as a how-to, where-to guide about fishing in Alaska, so much it is about the value of living one's life as a fisherman and how aspects of fishing transfer over to other components of one's life. A lot of it, I guess you could say, is probably an ode to my parents, specifically in my family, for raising me to be a fisherman. And I just talk a lot in the book about how aspects of fishing relate to how I manage friendships, relate to how I manage my marriage, relate to how I manage, trying to achieve work-life balance. I find there are a lot of unique aspects of living life when you come at it from a fisherman's perspective.
Okay, and how, there's different types of fishing out there. What attracted you to fly fishing?
It was kind of a natural evolution, I guess. As a small child, we were taught to fish with fly rods, but not using flies. My dad taught us to fish with a fly rod with either like a single salmon egg on the end or with a worm on the end of a hook. But we started out learning to read the water, learning where to put your bait and everything else. But as I grew up, I ended up as a fly fishing guide out in Southwest Alaska. And that's where I really, I think, pretty much transitioned to flies only. And I've really been pretty much a solid fly fisherman for, 30 plus years now.
And what is, I think I tried fly fishing once. I was not good at it, may I say. But there's a certain serenity about it.
There is. And I think when most people think of fly fishing, and maybe especially non-fly fishermen, and you talk about fly fishing, I think most people immediately visualize or identify with a dry fly fisherman who's, casting those long looping casts where you're using the weight of the fly line to propel a weightless, teeny little surface insect imitation, out onto the water. And certainly when you're fishing beautiful water and casting and getting in those rhythms, there's definitely a level of peace that brings that's pretty hard to match with anything else.
Where do you live now?
I live up in Fairbanks. Both my wife and I have been in Fairbanks for quite a long time. And that's frankly one of the other elements of the book. The first four chapters deal with the seasonality of living in Alaska and looking at Alaska's seasons in particular. And so when you're a lifelong diehard fly fisherman and you're living in a place like Fairbanks, Alaska, where it's cold and frozen and dark, 7 months out of the year, that can present some challenges at times, but overall, I still love it up there, and the summers can't be beat, and it's hard to imagine ever leaving Alaska.
Do you often travel to other places to fish?
I do, and probably more so just in the last few years. During my whole kind of working career, somewhat limited in the amount of time off I could take and the budgetary constraints that come with travel and everything else. I'm kind of retired now, so it's able to do a little more traveling. And in the last few years, I've been able to fish down in New Zealand and Argentina, as well as down in the western states, which I really love to do. But I still do the majority of my fishing here in Alaska.
And maybe tell people a little bit about your background.
I grew up in Colorado until I was 12, so learning to fish small mountain streams in Colorado. Our whole family moved up here to Valdez, Alaska. Again, when I was 12 years old, I went to junior high in Valdez, went to high school in Anchorage, and then I went up to university up in Fairbanks. I got my wildlife biology degree in Fairbanks, and then somehow became a cop. So I was a police officer for 20 years in Fairbanks. I retired as chief of police there in 2009. Then I went out to work for doing industrial risk management and security out at Pogo Mine south of Fairbanks for another 11 years. And now I'm retired and writing books, I guess.
Okay. And who I guess, is your target audience for this? Who do you think this would most appeal to?
You know, that's a good question. Obviously, fly fishers are probably my primary audience. I figure that anybody who likes to fly fish is going to identify with most of the themes in this book. And so marketing it not only through bookstores, but a lot of fly shops and things like that are carrying the book. But one of the challenges I have is that, again, a lot of the lessons in this book are more about life lessons and making those midstream adjustments in one's life in the same manner that you mend your fly line. Those lessons apply to everybody. And so I think that non-fly fishermen would actually get a lot out of reading this book. So again, it's a bit of a challenge. How do I get a non-fly fisherman to want to pick up this book and read it? But I would say that anybody that loves Alaska, anybody that loves the outdoors, anybody who's been raised into outdoor sports by family, I think will appreciate this book and like what they see in it.
I believe you're doing a presentation tonight at the Main Street Gallery this afternoon, is that
yeah,
correct?
I've got a few different things going on. I'm actually going to be over at the Green Bean Coffee Company at 10:30 today, just talking about the book. I'll also be at the Alaska Fish House at 1 o'clock this afternoon, where we'll also be talking about the book. And then, tonight from 6 to 8 o'clock, I'll be at the Main Street Art Gallery doing a book signing. There'll be copies of the book at all of these three places. And again, Parnassus Books is dealing the books for us here in Ketchikan, which I really appreciate.
Okay, and if people are interested in learning more about your book, what's the best way? Let's say they're not in town today. Mm-hmm. What's the best way to find more information about your book?
I'd say either if they're here in Ketchikan, I would say just go down to Parnassus Books and pick up a copy and leaf through it. And if it looks like something they like, they can get it. They could also go to farcountrypress.com, which is my publisher out of Helena, Montana. They can go to that website, and there's a really nice description and photos from the books on their website, and they can order it over the web if they're not here in town to get it at Parnassus.
Okay, and are you working on another book at this point, or
not right now? This is the first book I've done, which was great. I don't know if I have another one in me or not, but I'm really enjoying right now just getting the word out on this one and meeting a lot of great people as I kind of travel around talking about it.
Okay, anything else that you wanted to add?
I guess the only other thing I would add is that when people see the cover of this book, I'm really proud of the fact that my wife, who's an Athabascan Indian, did the beadwork on the cover. She beaded a beautiful rainbow trout on moose hide with genuine porcupine quill accents. I wanted a cover that looked uniquely and distinctly Alaskan, and especially kind of interior Alaska. And I think that anybody who's spent any time in the interior, you know, the minute that they see that cover, they recognize that, beadwork on moose hide and the appearance that it gives. The last thing that I'll mention, and I should have mentioned it earlier, is that 50% of all of my proceeds from this book are being donated to Trout Unlimited, and specifically Trout Unlimited Alaska. So I want people to know when they buy this book that, like I say, half of any profits that I make, I'm donating to Trout Unlimited Alaska to try to keep things pristine up here, try to keep the trout habitat and salmon habitat in as best shape as possible.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and good luck with your day here, spreading the word about your book here in Ketchikan.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate being here, and I had a great day of fishing yesterday with Diane and her husband, AJ. We caught a bunch of lingcod, and so we had a great dinner last night.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much. Again, that's Daniel Hoffman and his book, An Alaska Fly Fisher's Odyssey, Seeking a Life of Drag-Free Drift in the Land of the Midnight Sun.